is all.
It's nothing to do with any house or anything.
Pasuk says as follows in Paras Emor: Lekachtem lachem by Yom Rishon pri etz hadar. On Yom Rishon there's a mitzvah of lulav. Lekachtem lachem by Yom Rishon pri etz hadar. Then the pasuk says usmachtem lifnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim. There's a mitzvah of simcha. So Chazal learn that the pasuk of usmachtem lifnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim is telling me a new halacha also to do with netilas lulav, that the mikdash, then they used to shake lulav called Shiva. So there's two dinim. There's one din of Kabim or Ishain, then there's Tanoim of Lachem, etc. And there's another aloha, Smachtim Fnei Hashem Likechem Shivas Yomim. There's a din in the Rishainim, whether the din of Kol Shiva has got the similar, it's got the same halochas as we've got Yom Rishain, Lachem, etc. But upon him, there's a mitzvah of Tilas Lulav Kol Shiva. We are not in Migdash, and nevertheless we still shake Kol Shiva. So it's a Mishnah in Sukkot of Mem Aleph. Borishayna haya lulav nitl b'migdash Shiva m'dini yemechot. But l'chatchila, the halacha was that in Migdash they used to shake Kol Shiva, and b'medina yemechot. Agav, there's Machlokes Rashi and Rambam. What does it mean by Medina? Does Medina mean Rashi learns everywhere besides Mikdash, including Yerushalayim? And Rambam's got a Besunda Chiddush that Yerushalayim is part of Mikdash. So Yerushalayim, Bezman Ad Kedei Kath, the Orchlaneh, Bikuri Yaakov, has got a Meridik Chiddush Din, that nowadays in the Altstadt, there's a Dereis that commits of Kol Shiva. Why? And he puts together two shtick Rambam. First of all, the Rambam says that Mikdash means Yerushalayim as well. Rambam Pesha Mishnayis over here in Sukkah. And the Rambam shit is that Kedusha Yerushalayim Kitchelos Ad Lovay, therefore there's still Kedusha Yerushalayim Bizman Azeh. Halte, that Bizman Azeh. And that's why there's some that to Machmir to come every year in Yerushalayim to go to Kismarovi to shake Lulav Kol Shiva. Al Kaponim Zazeh. Lemaisa, that was the din originally. Mikdash was Kol Shiva and Din Yemechot. Mishachorav based on Mikdash, Hiskin Rebechna Mezakai, that we shake Bim Dinah Kol Shiva. Zechel Mikdash. So the Gemara's the Mishnah's Mechadash Rebechna Mezakai, and I takona, that there's a special din of Zechel Mikdash as Lulis Kol Shiva. Then the Gemara carries on, Mishnah carries on, Yem Hanaf Kuleosa. Yom Anaf is a din of Shavuos. It's a din of second day Pesach, that the Oime is Matir. Hakrovas Oime is Matir Chodosh. But there's another halacha, that what happens nowadays is a Mikdash. So we haven't got the Kod Noime. So there's halacha, it's based on all the Sugis and Menachas, etc., that Be'etzim, that the Yom is Matir. So now there's like this, at the beginning of the 16th day, or 17th day for us, that is Sveikah D'Yema, then even though we haven't got Mikdash, but the day is Matir. Rabbi Yehudah ben Zakkai was second given the Yom Hanaf Kulosa, that the whole day of 16th or 17th for us is also, the whole day is also. Agzeira Shemi Bona Mikdash, and Mamela, then you'll have to bring the Karban Yema, and if you haven't brought the Karban Yema till late on in the day, I can't say. So Taisus Mekdon into Santa Zach, why over here? We're talking, we're helping mitten Sukkadah. We're discussing the din of Lulav. So why do we bring in our Loch of Yom Hanaf? Elamach, another takon of Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai. So we don't mention all Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai's takonis. And Tesfrek Nochmeh, the Menochas, when we've got that Loch of Yom Hanaf, there we don't mention the din of Lulav. Simonashech, if whenever we want to bring down Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai's halochas, we put them all together, like we sometimes find in the Chazal, that we group together a whole lot of takonas, that we should remember Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai's takonas. So why is it that in Sukkah we mention both, and in the Menochas we don't mention both? As Efrek Tais Akasha. Tavot from Imre Emes. It's a Santavot, and Chalabas Lebayin of them. Imre Emes is supposed to have said Pshat Azei. That Be'etzim, we've got halacha of a little b'mikdash shiva. Why do we shake lulav now? Zechel mikdash. Zod the Gemara minolant of dinu zechel mikdash. How do we know we make a zechel mikdash? On Rabbi Yehuda Nama across the posse in Yemiya, korolach tzien he doyde shein lo. There's a posse in Yemiya that, as the posuk says, tzien he doyde shein lo. It's a taina why no one mentions at all the inyan of tzien. We forget about tzien. Tzien doyde shein lo. Mikal deboy drishi. You're supposed to think about tzien. About Retten, I want to go into this halachah, into the agoda de kachelik of tzien mikal deboy drishi. So in other words, like this, we're saying that the whole inyan of lulav kol shiva is be'emes in order that we shouldn't forget about bis mikdash. I saw in a chavis, saw someone in a few days, I couldn't find it again where it was. But etzim, when we shake lulav right the way through sukkahs, really, b'shas mitzvah of lulav was supposed to be mechavim, that why am I shaking lulav? No, not mishvash tekin toyde b'chlal. There's no halochim toyin toyzen kachem yemarishen. Not to forget b'samikdash. And faket, the Gemara learns that the whole mechayev of shaking lulav kol shiva b'medina nowadays as Rabbi Yehuda Mazakeh is not to forget b'samikdash. Klal deboy drisha. If the masakin after chum b'samikdash klal deboy drisha, yeah, let's say Rabbi Yehuda Mazakeh lived close on 2,000 years ago already. So if Rabbi Yehuda Mazakeh was masakin, then the person can have a halis tadas. If the b'samikdash is going to be built tomorrow, you'd have to make a special tikkun not to forget this mikdash. Elam Ari Beitam Zakir Gazens can sign as an alanga bitzer golas. We might forget about this mikdash and we lose it. We'll forget about this mikdash. So a person can have chalish sadas if they had to make a special tikkun not to forget this mikdash, we're in for long golas. So if Dame state the Mishnah, Yemen af kule osa. Why is Yemen af kule osa? But Kenzan Meheri Bona Mikdash, the Bis Mikdash might be built tomorrow, and then Oipazoi, if Meheri Bona Mikdash, then Oipazoi, if you start eating Chodesh at the beginning of the day, you've got to wait for the Eimer. So in other words, the Yemen af kule osa is Bechazikas, that we shouldn't be Meyash from the Langa Bitter Golas, and that's why they made a special takon of B'mikdash called Shiva, that we shouldn't forget Beis HaMikdash, that Yemen af. So when we're talking about Yeman Naaf, we don't have to mention this other chelik that the other takon of Yehuda Mazakeh. It's not shut that we're just grouping the other Yehuda Mazakeh takonis. So when we talk about Yeman Naaf, we don't have to mention. When we're talking this one, in order to be mechazik ourselves that we shouldn't become frustrated or become yuish, that alanga bitzer regolas. No, there's a loch of Yeman Naaf which is based on Mehiya Bonamik. Santavot Nimr Emes. Well, let's come back to Sukkah. Are the Mishnah state that the reason why we shake lulav called Shiva is Zeichel Amikdash and the Mikal Deboy Drisha? So in Sandra Shikha Masisa Shoim, the Shoim Pet Yutes, when he talks about davening for the Gula, so he says like this, that Be'emes, a person should say the daven for the Gula. And a person shouldn't say to think to himself, who am I to daven? My tefillahs are going to toif. Friede kateris, I'm going to toif katan. So why? Mechateisa, ma'ani yumas, shespala agos v'yishalayim, hamimneit filosi yuchnusa agolis tzitzah ha'yishua. That's a person can think to himself. Tshuvosu v'tzitzis satoz. Zotaze, kva nachas ruach lefonam yizbar that we should daven for the gula. The Rabbein Shemot HaGavaltiga Simas HaNachas Ruach, that we're thinking about the Gula, we're thinking about Golas HaShechina, we're thinking about the fact there's no Bis HaMikdash. The Rabbein Shemot hasn't got his home. Zolta V'af Shalei Tasa B'Koshosim, it might be that when we daven, that the Rabbein Shemot won't answer that tefillah, we daven in many years, we haven't been answered yet, that might be, like years man, or the Rabbein Shemot other Cheshbainas. Why? When's got his cheshbonus? When to bring the gula? Of Al Kaponim, we've still achieved something. You shouldn't think it's a waste of time davening about the gula. Heim osses shalahem b'kodesh boch sumer b'zeh. The Rebbeinu is happy that we've thought about Bis HaMikdash. Val heda zeh, on the lack of davening about Bis HaMikdash, Yisraim HaNovi, the Novi complained. HaNovi Yishaya, and then he carries on with this posuk of Yirmiya, Tzien Doyeshein Lop, we call the boy Drish Harikan, Shechayovim Anachno Vasevin on the Potom Kechenu. So, Shteto and the Tzini Derishain law, call the boy Drisha that there's a chiyuv to be And the Rabban Shem's got gewaltige nachas ruach, even though we're not yet ready for the gula, we don't know the Rabban Shem's cheshbon is when and how, etc. But lemaisa, we've done our bit, and we've showed that we want the gula. We've shown that we're interested in the gula. We've shown that we feel the lack of gula, the lack of a bis hamikdash. We feel, whether we feel on the local level, we feel hecher darga of tzara shchina. But lemaisa, the Rabban Shem got gewaltige simcha from them. Kumtais that the answer when we shake lulav, and the tachlis of lulav kol shiva is poshtal sechel amikdash. It's a meida, it's a gewaltig avoida, a chutz the etzim zach that there's an inyan for lulav. Of a be'ez b'yisod is mavu in the sugya over here that the yisod of shaking lulav kol shiva is klal d'boy drisha, not to forget about bis amikdash, to yearn and to want and to anticipate as get baltan bis amikdash, and we're missing it. And that creates a gewaltige simcha. Chutz etzem simcha yont the simcha that there is in the tilus lulav. So we be mekayim the smachtim from Hashem lekeichem in a slightly different way. We be mekayim kenzan. We're not smachtim from Hashem lekeichem, but on tilus lulav, if it's done with this kavona of miklal deboy drisha, then we're creating a tremendous simcha in the elyonim that the Rabban Shem is happy that we've done our bit. We're showing that we're interested. We find more dinim, other dinim in sukkahs which do a zechel hamikdash. Morgen zay shana rabba, we mak of the mizbeach, the bima with the sefer Torah, mak of mizbeach 7 times. Zagumot daf mem dalad. That's also zechel hamikdash. This year there hasn't been so many. Simchas beis shavas at night. Shtet mishnah brura says zechel simchas beis shavas hamikdash. So whether we've got lulav kol shiva, we've got simchas beis hasheva, and we've got the arova that we're makif, the whole inyan of chavitz arova and everything that was the minig neviim, it's all zechel hamikdash. So there's kama halochas built into the mitzvah of sukkah. This the yisod is zechel hamikdash. Chivzena ha'ora. So I remember I heard this ha'ora from Rosh Solomon's on Gesund Sein. So Shlem Brevda discusses it, that Be'etzim, the Gemara brings the posuk of Tzien Hi, Dor Yishein Lom, Klal Deboy Drisha. We find other inyonim that we mustn't forget about Mishchum Beis HaMikdash. It's all Simi Shechonoch, Tovkov Samach. And the Gans Haloch is about Zeich Lechubim. That we do certain things, Zeich Lechubim, and Amal Amal in the house, we do certain things. There's certain halochas which are based on Zeich Lechubim. And there the Gemara brings a different posuk. The Gemara brings a posuk. Sasugim Obasa, other places the Gemara says, but the state sister to Mosakum Sablim Olea, but Mchuitim Sablon Yishalayim. So we don't bring the posukim of that scene in Miklad Deboy Drisha. So there seems to be two alochas. There's a Zeichel Mikdash and Zeichel Lachub. So they say Pshat Azei. One is a Hilchas Avelus to Kalocha. We do a mice of Avelis. We've never yet heard that we should dance or a kida in Mitten Tisha B'Av in order to remember in Beis HaMikdash Sirena Sims Beis HaSheva. There might be some people nowadays that think that the Chveis to Kumzitz can be Mizach Moira Zayn, but that's not the style of Chazal. Avelis, Avelis, during the 3 weeks, 9 days, etc. We've got Zilchus Avelis. So there's Hilchas Avelis, and there's things which are Zeichel Chum, which emes Avelis Tik Halochas. Here we find in Yonam of Simcha. We find in Yonam of Simcha, Lulav is Be'emes Osmachtem. Simcha is based Shev is called Kulis Simcha. And with an new psukim. So there seems to be two Gedorim. There's one Gedor doing things to remind us ourselves about Chum, not to forget about Chum Besamikdash. In loyalis Yishalayim Reish Simchos, there's many in Hogim on the chuppah we break the glass. The Eifon on a mokum tefillin Eifetachas Be'er. We do certain things which are Zeichel Chuppah. Certain meisim of Avelis to create a certain sadness, to create a certain awareness that a Zeichel Chuppah. On Sukkot, which is a Yontif, what we've got here is not a Zeichel Chuppah. It's a zechel and mikdash to build up a hope and to feel what was it like when there was a Beis HaMikdash, and I want to do similar things that there was B'mokim, B'zman Beis HaMikdash Rikayim, to create an awareness or quality shteikas for Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Avada, the Isfiv and Avelis is also supposed to be in a positive way. Oh, but the Tzura is a different Tzura. There it's a Tzura of a Hilchas Avelis. We do things to create Avelis, whether it's breaking a glass or the other Minhogim Avelis. Our Simcha in this world is not complete because we haven't got to base of Mikdash. It's Hilchas Avelis. And of that, there's Psukim, Sisra, Tomos, Kalam, Sablon, Aleh, that Mukhit, Misablon, Yishalayim. And those that Misablon, Yishalayim will be Zeich, the Sibin, Echamosa. But here there's a new Nekuda of a Zeichel and Mikdash, which the Zeichel and Mikdash is a positive thing. I remember the good times from Amol, and I'm missing it, and I want to try. I don't want to lose this feeling of what it was like when there was a Beis HaMikdash, and that creates within in myself as the awareness and the cheshik and the shifa to live a life how it was b'shasa was a Beis HaMikdash. It's a totally positive way, and that's an element of simcha, the zeichel HaMikdash. There seems to be some dune. Sfiras Aima b'zman hazeh l'irav yishenim. It's like more menaches the zeichel HaMikdash. Is that the Zeichel HaMikdash? We've now defined that the Zeichel HaChum and the Zeichel HaMikdash. Yeah, the Gemara uses the Lashon of Zeichel HaMikdash. But there's a Balamor at the end of Pesach, and Balamor says that one reason why we don't say Shachiyon and Sviyas Ayim is because since it reminds us of Echum Beis HaMikdash, so we don't say Shachiyon. It seems that Balamor at Glen that the Sviyas Ayim is the Zeichel HaChum, not the Zeichel HaMikdash. How come the Gemara uses the Lashon of Zeichel HaMikdash? One of the things the Simchas Beis HaSheva is going to Nisach HaMayim. So it's Machlokes in Simchas Beis HaSheva, what's the main Simcha? Is it because of Sha'avtim Mayim Sosin Nisach HaMayim? Or, especially in Simchas Yom, the Parsa Machlokes, Briskov learns the Parsa Machlokes, Rashi Ramam. Rashi learns that the Simchas Beis HaSheva was to do with the drawing of the water, Sha'avtim Mayim Sosin. And Ramam learns it was part of the Simcha Yisrael of Sukkot. I think previously I might have spoken about the Rashi. Oh, but what's the simcha that because of Nisach HaMayim that creates a certain simcha? Tavot Rav Shom Shvadon, Tamol Ibe Gzot, Tavot Masat Marov, Divri Yoyl. It's a Santa Taich, not Posuk and Eicha. It's not so posh, Pshat and Posuk of the idea, like most Vatlach, the idea is right. Shifchi kamayim libech noichach pnei Hashem. Well, Samrov gizot pshat hazei. B'shas, in the second day of the Bria, they split up the mayim elyonim and mayim tachtonim. Shteta haloshen achazal hischila amayim boichim. The water started crying. Till now it was one mass of water which reached up to the elyonim. Now that the water split up, the mayim tachtonim and mayim elyonim, the mayim tachtonim has got no shach tishken anymore. Hischila amayim boichim. So the Rabbi Shimon Gezort, I'll be mashlim it. I'll give you two mitzvahs. There's Nisach HaMayim B'chag, where it goes on the Mizbeach, and there's Melech of Kabonis, and the Melech comes from water. So the Nisach HaMayim, it's a Rashi in Parshas Vayikra, Bris Melech, Bris Krusa, Mishes Mei Breishis, there should be Melech and Kabonis and Nisach HaMayim. And it's based on this Medrash, it's Chil HaMayim Boichim. So the inyan of Nisach HaMayim is that even Mayim, which is a daimim, it's got no nefesh to it at all, it felt it's losing its connection to Shechina, and it wants its connection to Shechina. Halavai, I'd have no connection to Shechina. So it's Chilu HaMayim Boichim, that the water wants to have a connection to Shechina. So we say, yes, there is a way. A Yid uses it for mitzvah, that elevates the Mayim and goes on the Mizbeach. It does alay in Hagam. It was only Mizman Shabbos HaMikdash Rikayim. But nevertheless, that was a bimkoim, and that was a pius for the Mayim. That if it's through Avodas Ben Odom, you take a Dovah Gashmi and you elevate it towards Ruchnias, that alone is something which gave the Mayim a schuskiyum, that the Mayim feels it's got a shach to the Elyonim. Samrog is a taich. Shivchi kamayim nibeich, a person should pour out his heart, kamayim. Just like the mayim elyonim poured out salt, what did he want? Nechach beisach pnei Hashem. I want to be close to the Rebbeinu Shlilim. Shivchi kamayim nibeich, that I should pour out my heart like the mayim elyonim, one bakosha, nechach pnei Hashem. So kumtais that b'em is the and that's simcha yismach leim vakshe Hashem. As someone that's mevakish Hashem feels the simcha, I've got the kesher to the leyonim. There's many mitzvahs that we come in mekayim. The quote in Alshich, I haven't yet found it inside. The quote in Alshich, how's it shat to be mekayim all mitzvahs? There's man that said we can't. We can learn about mitzvahs, but we can't keep the mitzvahs. So Alshich says if we've got ishtekikas to keep a mitzvah, that alone connects us to that mitzvah. If we've got ishtekikas to have a shayis to beis hamikdash, that connects us to the beis hamikdash. So just like the mayim, because the mayim wanted neichah b'nei Hashem, and the Rabbein Shem was mashlim it by giving it mitzvahs. So it's another area in Sukkos where we find this nekuda. I want to connect myself to Beis HaMikdash. It's a zeichel HaMikdash, and the zeichel HaMikdash doyrashi tzini doyrashin la is meklal deboy drisha. The drisha is I want to have a catch. I want to have a connect to Beis HaMikdash. So I shake lulav kol shiva. There's Arova, there's Simus Beis Yosheva, there's Nisach HaMayim. All these things help us to connect ourselves. The more we daven and the more we want to connect, we realize what we had and how much our lives are missing. What's missing in our lives because there's no kabbonis. What's missing in our lives, we haven't got that Shos HaShchina. Just thinking that Zeh B'Ktzora, one can trace through from Narish Hashanah, Bizeh Shana Rabba. Rishonim Kippur Sukkot. Rishon is Malchis. We want Gilu Kvaita. All the tefillahs chen tepachtecha. We have Simcha Atashim Levadecha. All the focus of the main tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah is we're waiting for Malchus Shemaim. We're mispal that everyone should be making Malchus Shemaim. We come to Yom Kippur, whether it's replaying the Avoida on a smaller scale, that we feel was haste, ka'om and shemes. When we go through that Avodah, what it was like in Beis HaMikdash. We feel we're malachim, we become ruchni, and we become aware of how much Beis HaMikdash plays a part in our lives, or how much we're missing by not having a Beis HaMikdash. It helps us for the shtekers, for yearning to have a Beis HaMikdash. Then we come to Sukkos, where we're given a few mitzvahs ma'isiyas, which are all based on the Zeichel HaMikdash. So this is a Mikdash called Shiva. So when we shake lulav tomorrow morning, I assume that everyone here has already davened today. When we shake tomorrow morning, it's our last day. And realizing when I shake lulav, I'm not just I'm doing a drabon and the commits of lulav. There's an avoida here of a zeichel hamikdash. It's a zeichel hamikdash to ka avoida. I want to have a... It's a zeichel hamikdash to ka avoida. And that the whole mechayev is mekal deboy drisha. Arova nischamayim simchas beis hashavas. All these inyonim are zeichel hamikdash. So be'etzim it's all one hemshech. It's like all the yom tovim start from our ishana ayom kippur and we lead it into sukkos b'tashan rabba. And the theme that connects all these yomim tovim. And Sukkos, the Yerach Esonim, which is a Chodesh packed with mitzvahs, there's one theme here. We want Gilui Kvei Balchusei. We daven every day, Musa Gali Kvei Malchus Choleinu, Toshav Srachim Oleinu, Melech Achim Rachim Oleinu, Tev Medjidorish Lonu, that we should see Beis HaMikdash, and the Kali Yisrael should come back. Kuhn Vavidosim, Livim Nishirim Zimram, Moshe Vissol Nenveyem, Shom Na'al Levin Eroe, Uvizeich Vaseinu, Hashem Nikes Beis HaMedecha. So that's a theme that runs through from Rosh Hashanah, through Yom Kippur, through Sukkos, with all the different mitzvahs, maisias that there are on Sukkos, which are there, Zeichel Lamikdash. Sisudah Zeichel Chub, and that's a different Avodah. But this Zeichel Lamikdash is a positive Avodah. I want to have a Shaykh to Beis HaMikdash. And the mitzvahs Hayoim, and as we've added with Nisach HaMayim, the Shivch HaMayim Libeich, this is on Avodah of Sukkos, that we can still chaparayin our Sukkah, we can still chaparayin a mitzvah in Tilis Lulav tomorrow. Misarova, we should be zeicha that through this awareness of how much Beis HaMikdash wants, we want Beis HaMikdash to play a part of our lives, and the cheshik, and how much is missing in our lives, and how much we need the Beis HaMikdash, Baruch Nisa Begashmias. So in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll all be zeicha to the Shivch Nechach Nei Hashem Sachzena Inenim Shuvchol Tzim Barachim Moment.